What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Facade. I'm your host, Gavin J. Gallagher, and on this podcast, I explore the mental and emotional game often playing out subconsciously, both in your mind and the mind of everyone else in the real estate or property investment market. The key to success in this game is to master your mindset and behavior, to take control of your thoughts, your emotions, and most importantly, your ego. Welcome to the show. Guys, real quick before we begin, I have created a brand new accelerator program. It begins in a couple of weeks, and this is going to be aimed at anyone with ambitions to build a property portfolio that has the potential to fully replace your salary with passive rental income. You'll find a link in the show notes below, so do check it out, and I look forward to welcoming you in to the official launch when it kicks off in June. Now, back to the show. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. And this is a bit of a free-flowing, unscripted episode, but I called it the mortgage money mindset. And the reason that I did it is that, like everybody, we're all focused on how do we pay the mortgage? How do we meet the bills? How do we come up with the money that we need? And it all comes down to mindset. Now, I know I talked about this a lot recently, but there's various things that I'm going to be going into today. And it is just literally unscripted. So this is free-flowing, coming to my mind as I'm talking about it. The first thing I want to do before I kick off is I want to tell you about this new community that I've created. Now, I have had the Facebook group, the Behind the Facade Facebook group. I've had it for many, many years, like since I began. If you go back, I think I probably started this right back at the beginning when I started this podcast. And when I did, it was the thing to do, to have a Facebook group. And I've got a Facebook group with, let me just open it up here in front of me. I think we have close to 500 people as members. But the reality is that I see very little engagement in that group. And so really, you don't join a group just to be able to say you're part of a group. You join a group because being in the group, there's engaged people in there and you're learning from them. You're building your network, you're doing all of this kind of stuff. And that is what I created it for. And that is why I'm a little bit disappointed at the way it has sort of grown from there. There was a point in time during the COVID pandemic when we were all very, very busy at home, you know, on our computers. And so there was an awful lot more time for engagement. Now we're all busy with work-related stuff. We're out and about flying around. And I just personally, I don't have the time to go into Facebook. And I feel a lot of people are thinking similarly to me. So what I'm doing is I'm leaving the Facebook group there. Like I see now it has 491 members. And in fact, there is a request to join from a new member here today. But the reality is when you go into the Facebook group, unless people are regularly posting, it is not particularly useful to anyone. It's really just, you know, like ticking a box. Now, this new community, there's two communities that I have at the moment that are working very well. I have my mastermind, and my mastermind is a paid community. And in there, we have massive amount of engagement. Like everyone is in there. We have a WhatsApp group. We're all promoting each other's, you know, ideas, goals. There's a lot of guys that are bidding on properties. There's people selling properties. We're all updating one another on how those projects are going, how those deals are going. If somebody has a question, they throw it in the chat, they get a response straight away. And this is the kind of, this is what I envisaged for an engaged community. And that is what we have in the paid for mastermind. But what I thought about was to create something that's similar to that, but that is free to use and that has some engagement in it. And so I have created the school. I'm using this new platform called School, and I've created the Elite Property Accelerator school community. And so I'm going to put a link down below so you can click on it. And if you're listening to this now, I would strongly urge you to click on and become a member. It's completely free. And when you join today, you will become a free member of it for as long as you are a member. However, in due course, I will be putting a price tag on it. However, those of you who are in it will never have to pay anything for it. So it's kind of like getting in now while it's free, it'll always be free. But for those of you who delay on this and, you know, have a look at this in 3 months, there might be a price on it for per month. And so you might be regretting not jumping in and doing it straight away. So I'll put a link down below, but the platform is School. It's actually, it's a platform that belongs or that certainly he's invested in it recently, and he's been very public about this, but Alex Hormozi, the US entrepreneur, and he has made a massive investment in School, and he says it's one of the best ways to make money and all of this kind of stuff. So it's something that I'm trying out, and I've created the community. We now have 18 members already, and I'm hoping after this podcast, we should have quite a few more. So do go have a look at it. There's lots of features and benefits. There's going to be a free course in there. There's going to be various other things. But the idea is to build this community that allows you to network with people. And when you're in there, you'll be closer, you'll be connected to me, you'll be able to message me, and you'll be able to do all this kind of stuff. So it might be a little bit more effective than reaching out on social media or something like that. All right, that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. And just to finish the point, by the way, I don't know whether you guys agree or not, but is Facebook losing its effectiveness? Certainly, I feel it is. Like, it just seems to be a feed full of advertisements and people kind of like sharing to all of their members. And so it's never feels relevant to me. And so for me, it's just not really working. So anyway, on to the next thing. I am in the process of monetizing this podcast in some small way. And this is one of the reasons why I call this the money the money podcast, because I'm actually looking at creating revenue myself. And the podcast, now that we have 200 episodes under our belt, I kind of thought to myself, now sounds like a reasonable time to put it out there to anyone who's listening, that if you have a business that is in the property sector that provides a service or a product or anything at all that would benefit from reaching out and being heard by people like yourself who are listening here for real estate and property related advice, guidance, interviews, knowledge, whatever it might be, I'm going to be doing some sort of a integration with people who want to become part, want to advertise their product, we'll say. Now, it's more than just simply, you know, this podcast is supported by, I have a quarterly event that I do with members of the mastermind and stuff. And the idea would be that anyone who supports the podcast would actually become part of that, would be able to present at that, would be able to give a talk as well. And there's also, depending on who the person is, but there might be opportunities to actually come and be a part of like an interview guest to talk about your own business and you know, try to add some value to the community. But this is something that is an opportunity right now. And so if you are interested, do reach out to me and I'll be happy to kind of bring you through the ideas behind it and stuff like that. Next thing I want to talk about is the new accelerator. Now, you would have heard, if you're listening on the podcast, you would have heard a brief advert at the very beginning, and it's me just talking about it. But I have been working with clients now since around about the middle of 2021. And I started the podcast about a year into it. I had so many people saying, can you do some sort of a coaching program or something like that. So I started it. And when I started it, I was pretty green at the whole idea around coaching. I started it, I got a load of members that joined, and it was very loose, kind of conversational. We'd meet a couple of times a week. We'd be talking about various things. And it was a little bit more like a mastermind than a structured coaching course. My second iteration of it was far more structured, and it worked very well. And anyone who's interested to see the feedback that I got from clients, just go to my LinkedIn profile and scroll to the bottom where it has recommendations. And there's about a dozen recommendations from clients who've been through the program. And so the coaching that I do now is far more structured, far more valuable. And I've also created various resources, sort of tools and stuff like that. I've created a workbook. And anyway, I don't want to kind of over labor the point, but this new coaching program that I've got
is starting again, and I'm going to be launching it. It actually kicks off with a new cohort and new members on the 1st of June. And it's going to kick off with an actual live event at a hotel in Dublin. And we're going to have, basically a welcome ceremony for the new members. But between now and then, I am reaching out to anybody who's interested. Does that sound like it's you? This would be aimed at people. Let's just say there'd be a cohort of people that will be further along with their, in their corporate job, or they'd be a corporate executive, or they'd be professional, or they would be, say, somebody who might be a contractor who has his own business. Anybody who works for a living that earns, a decent enough wage, but it has to put in an inordinate who has to put in a lot of hours in order to earn that money. And I've been there. I know what it's like when you're working around the clock and, you get paid well, but lifestyle creep has gotten in and you basically, it's almost like a hand-to-mouth existence. The money that you earn, generous as it is, basically just covers your day-to-day, month-to-month expenses. You live a nice lifestyle, but you're not putting huge sums of money away every month towards investments and things like that. So what you would do is you would look to create a portfolio, start to leverage investments in the property sector. And the idea would be that you can create a passive income from a portfolio. It would be a robust passive income that you're not going to suffer from, expiries of leases and things like that. That would mean that your income comes to a complete zero. And this would be, for a lot of people, what's interesting is the ability to completely leave your salaried position, to actually fully replace the income that you generate from your salary. Now, a lot of people are very satisfied in their job and they don't want to do that. But wouldn't it be better to have the option of doing that rather than having no option at all? And so anybody who does this, who joins this course, I take you through there's a lot of different modules on how to go about that, how to analyze, how to select the appropriate properties, how to value them, how to build a portfolio, how to raise money from investors, how to build a profile, and also the various tools and resources that are out there that can actually accelerate the process. And so this is what I've created. This is what I just wanted you to be aware of. I know I'm going to be limiting the amount of people that can join because I like to keep it kind of a tight cohort size. But at the moment, there's only a couple of people who've joined so far. So please do reach out and let me know if this is of interest. And I'd be happy to jump on a call with you and explain it in more detail and outline the whole thing. So that's that point. Now, the next thing I just want to the next thing I'd like to talk to you about is mindset. And I know we talked about this last week, but I've just been working on a LinkedIn post that I'm going to be doing. And it's all around the meaning that you assign any kind of a goal. And a lot of people have a lot of different goals. I have multiple projects that I'm working on at the moment. And, when you have so many projects, it can be quite difficult to juggle them all. I break up. The way I work is I've got a lot of portfolios that I look after, and I have a lot of different projects that are taking place in each of those portfolios. And the way I look upon a project is if a piece of work has a start date and a finish date, and then after it's done, that's it. The team disbands and that's the end of it. Then that is a project. If you own a building, then that's not a project because that is just an ongoing. There is a start date, but there's no kind of defined end date anywhere in the near future. The likelihood is you'll be holding that building for years. So that is an area that I work in rather than a project. And I've broken up the various things that I'm working on. And I can tell you, there's a lot of projects. When you break it up like that, I have maybe somewhere in the region of about 30 projects that I'm juggling at the moment. It's very, very hard to keep track of that number of projects. So it's not something that I would recommend. But one of the things that I have found that's super useful is when you're assigning meaning to the goals and the projects that you have. And if you assign some really significant meaning to a project, then all of a sudden you'll notice that it stands out from the rest. It's the one that you'll be keeping an eye on far more carefully. And so this is something that I thought I would just mention today. If your goal is, for example, to make money, to build a portfolio, to do any of these things, you have to make the meaning associated with that very, very substantial and very impactful. So if we take an example, and this is the example that I used in my LinkedIn post, it's somebody would like to get into property and they'd like to build a portfolio because, and what you say after the because is very important. And so let's say I'd like to create a property portfolio and create passive income because I was speaking to one of my mates down in the pub and he said he's going to get into property and it sounds like fun, so I'm going to do that. So that's one meaning. Then there's another meaning that you might decide to assign, and it's I'm going to start a property portfolio and I'm going to generate passive income because I want to support my family better. I would like to be in a position to pay off the mortgage on my mother's home and retire my mother. I would like to be in a position to help out my sister and my brother. I would like to be able to provide an incredible education for my kids to give them the best possible step up in life. And this is not a should, this is an absolute must for me. Now, which of those two options would be more motivating and would kind of be more impactful for you? Is it what your mate talked about down the pub, or is bringing your family into it and incorporating into your goal some sort of an award or reward that you can kind of give to a family member, like, for example, your mother? If you could go to your mother and say, "Mom, you've got this mortgage. It has 15 years left on it. I'm going to pay it off for you. I have the money." That would be something that a lot of people would feel very proud of themselves for having done. And they'd certainly have a fan from their mother. But there's other people that might be facing like a serious health issue. Let's say, for example, one of your family members is sick. Or let's say, for example, God forbid, you're sick or you get sick. I had a guest on the podcast not so long ago, and we talked, Susanna Cole. We talked about how she got cancer. And she got, I think she mentioned that she got three different forms of cancer at the same time. And she needed to go and stop work and take basically 2 years off to completely recover and recuperate from the treatment of this. And the only way that she was able to do that, first of all, from an income generation point of view, but second of all, she was able to check herself into the best hospital. If she had to go through, we'll say, the medical system, the National Health Service in the UK, if she had to do that, she would not have survived. And so that is the meaning that you can give to your goals. And that is, when you have that kind of meaning, it adds a level of impactfulness to the goal that means that you will naturally be far more motivated to chase that particular goal. Now, it's obviously another thing as well. If you've got too many goals, then it's very difficult to juggle them all. Try to choose the ones that are most important. I have a filtering system that I use. And the way the filtering system works is I look for the outcome of the project and I go down through it and I think to myself, okay, what am I trying to achieve here? And what am I trying to achieve? And what are the stakes involved? And of the stakes that are involved, what can I do to move the needle with those stakes? Can I improve the likelihood of success? What does success look like? What are some of the things that could go wrong here that I need to keep an eye out on? And if you look at the projects that you're looking at or the goals that you have, you assign great meaning to it, first of all. But second of all, break down the outcome into the different levels and say to yourself, it's not enough just to say, I'd like to shift a few pounds. I'm feeling a bit heavy. I'll lose some weight. What you need to do is look at the outcome and say, why do I want to do this? Is it just purely vanity? Or is this going to greatly enhance my health? Is this going to mean that I can now run around and chase my kids? Is this going to mean that when my partner, my spouse or my partner looks at me, she's going to say, whoa, you're in great shape. And maybe it, you know, enhances your relationship with that person. Maybe you inspire other family members to do the same. When you're able to create added meaning, this really does make it much, much more likely that you're going to achieve success. And that is the kind of mindset that I'm trying to bring into anything that involves making money, creating the resources that you need to start a property portfolio, create an investment portfolio, whether that's stocks and shares, whatever it might be. A lot of the time, you have to go take money out of your earnings, out of your salary, and put it aside. And there is some pain associated with that. So what meaning do you give that pain? And that is an important aspect of it. So guys, I hope you found this is a short enough episode, but I just wanted to keep it tight and to the point and just let you know these various things that are going on at the moment. And do go and check out the new community in school and have a look down below for a link to that. And if you'd like to reach out regarding the new accelerator program, I'll put a link down below for that as well. And so guys, until next week, I'll talk to you then. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Facade. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, you will find me on social media. My handle is Gavin J. Gallagher. You can stay up to date with all of my content and the various projects I'm working on over on my website, gavinjgallagher.com. And while you're there, please do add your name to the Join My Tribe thing over on the right-hand side. This will ensure you're kept up to date via my weekly newsletter. All of these links are in the show notes below. That's all for now. I will see you guys in the next episode.